I had thought that I had done an episode on this dude already. Today I'm not gonna go into conspiracies or ghosting ghouls, goblins, not going down the Reddit rabbit hole. I'm not even gonna talk about the dramedy of the LA comedy scene. I was talking about just real quick, I guess I will mention the fact that before all that shit started happening, and it was the only thing that Mushmouth content creators were able to sit there and get views on shit. I mean, whenever you're just playing a video of someone's podcast that could be behind a paywall or not behind a paywall, and you're chiming in every minute and a half to be like, they're talking about me right now. I mean, it's bottom of the barrel. Like, I get you got a fan base, but it's not a it's you're putting toxic shit out there. So, but I did do an episode on East Coast, West Coast podcasters. And I did that episode before it was cool to talk about. So, fuck all of you. Anyways, today I'm not talking about that stuff. Okay, I'm not putting that negative stuff out in the world. Okay, one day aliens are gonna attack, and that'll be that. Maybe they're already attacking. Maybe they're already just chilling up on our satellites, just getting our information. And that's why we want the data. See, I'm not. I said I wasn't going down goblins and ghosts and ghouls, and I know I just got that part mixed back up. So whatever. Like I said, fuck all y'all. Today we're talking about some beautiful, beautiful music, and that music is some outlaw country. Now I've talked to my buddy from the episode of Saravia Nights, and I talked to him, and we're possibly, whenever our schedules line up, me living in the Middle East of America and him living in the far west, it's kind of hard to get time zones aligned up, you know, his working schedule and my working schedule. I'm 2 hours ahead here in the Middle East of America, but I'm bringing it back. Or I don't even know if that was ever a thing, but I'm making it one. And so the podcast that we talked about doing is going to be talking about top albums on that. It's basically top albums that country fans, it's not that at all. It's the top albums that rock and roll and country kind of hit, or they're saying that like it's the 50 best rockish, 50 best country albums on the Rolling Stones magazine is basically the one that we're gonna do. And throughout the article, it talks about how these different albums incorporate different sounds or talk about different kind of how it's a different step towards the southern rock slash bluegrass slash country mashups. I don't know what I'm saying right now, okay? But I've waked and baked. Woke and toked. Rised and blazed. That doesn't rhyme. Today, though, we are talking about some beautiful, beautiful music. And it's not gonna be stuff that is on the top Rolling Stones album for country music, you know, because this guy can't really get on the radio. You know, they're out to get him, and it's a crying shame. I mean, I might talk conspiracy, seeing how this guy can't get his stuff on the goddamn radio. It doesn't make any sense, you know. We got WAP. Wet ass pussy. That's able to be a Billboard charter. But a lot of country music fans aren't a fan of what this guy's doing. and I'm talking about the outlaw, the great Wheeler Walker Jr. He's got hits such as "You're Gonna Slay Pussy," or "All the Pussy You're Gonna Slay." It's a beautiful song, and I might actually just use that one as the intro to this one. And I know it's why it's not on some of the platforms, because I just throw on some music and I'm just waiting it out to see what happens. My apologies on the Jelly Roll episode. I know that whenever I uploaded the audio, or whenever I was listening to the songs, that it came through or you couldn't really hear the songs or anything like that. So you probably one day in the future I'll end up redoing a Jelly Roll episode. But the type of music that I've really been listening to, if I'm listening to any, because for about a year and a half or 2 years, I was becoming worried that I may be a potential psychopath or sociopath. I'm not sure on the differences really, but I was worried about that because I was kind of like not even interested in music. And I think it's a thing that the comedian Neil Brennan has talked about, that he's not a fan of music. When maybe it's not Neil Brennan. He hangs out with Chappelle now. He must. If you hang out with Dave Chappelle, you gotta enjoy music. That was a terrible Dave Chappelle impression. Terrible. Who is it? Nate Bargatze. He lives in Nashville. The dude doesn't like music. That's kind of a psychopathic thing, but he's a good comic still. But that doesn't mean that he might not be a psycho. I'm just kidding. He's got all types of fans, and he's a funny comedy. He's a funny comedian, and he's also a good podcaster. So yeah, nothing wrong with Nate Bargatze, but Bargatze, whatever. Fuck all y'all. Nothing wrong with Nate, but I just heard that he's not a fan of music, and kind of how I felt for a while. But started getting into some independent stuff. A lot of the stuff that I like is stuff by artists who own their own stuff, ironically. They produce it, they do their beats, they do their, they own the masters, and they don't have someone telling them what they can or can't say or do. And I like that shit. So, I mean, I've done episodes on Tom McDonald's songs. I've done episodes on the Jelly Roll one, and my bad, that was terrible. Terrible audio. And now I'm gonna be talking about Wheeler Walker. He's got Puss in Boots. He's got his new album just came out, Sex, Drugs, and Country Music, which, I mean, I grew up on all of them. I didn't grow up on sex. I wasn't in a sex trafficking ring or anything like that. But I was watching horror movies and seeing titties at a young age, and WWF had their Divas bra and panties matches. Man, the 90s were so much cooler. Anyways, talking about Wheeler Walker Jr., he's got some great songs. And this has been a 9-minute intro just to talk about Wheeler Walker Jr. And I have a new sponsor that I'm going to go ahead and insert that here in a minute. So here's a word from our new sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by the California King Truck Bed. That's right, the California King Truck Bed. One of the only good things to ever actually come out of California, or built in California, besides, Silicon Valley and everything else like that. But the California King Truck Bed for your basic country boy on your next night out on a hayfield, or whether you're going down by the creek. Get yourself a California truck California King Truck Bed. I'm sorry, the people who sent me the print for this are terrible. Lined in the same material that astronauts use in their sleep pods. Ooh. The next time you and the lady want to knock some boots, or if you feel comfy while she. All right. Well, I mean, this is the ad that the California King Country Truck Bed sent me. If she wants to, be comfy, wumpy while she's laying there, while you suck her teats like the heifer she is, then if she wants to give you a good old-fashioned swine slop, if you want to be a gentleman and treat her, beaver like some good old molasses, if you want to have a good setup and to do like a butt chug, man, these people who wrote this print are wild. If you want to lay out and look at the stars, I mean, that's something you could do too. They took it a little bit easy on that one. Say she wants you to set the trout line of your love honey all over her jugs. If you're going noodling, fellas, then be careful if you're using more than your finger, if you know what I'm saying. Maybe you're like a furry and you want to play buck and rut. So, that's where she's the doe in need and you're the buck indeed. Catch up my drift. If you have a person of color of your life, you could take them into the woods or the forest, play some jungle fever action. If you got jungle fever, or say she's a native, then you could play intruder or land thief. I don't know. I mean, switch it up. That's what the people over at California Country King Truck Bed. It's a long name, but it's basically like a teepee that inflates in your truck bed. And California King Trunk Country, California Country King Truck, California King Truck Bed, California Country King Truck Bed. Well, all right. It's a odd ad, but check it out. So, Wheeler Walker Jr., he is the outlaw that we need in today's time. He recently released a gospel that should be on the top of country Christian radio, and it's called God Told Me to Fuck You, and it should be climbing the charts here any week now. So be on the lookout for that if you're into the country Christian music. It's a good song, and maybe I'll add a little bit of that song in there, but it's probably his best gospel. It was probably, I'd say, written by God himself, handed down to the angels, and then whispered into the ears of the outlaw. Spreading legs for all the fellas out there. Wheeler Walker Jr. Hell of a gospel. If you haven't heard it, we'll play a little bit of it here in a little bit. But yeah, he's got that song. It should be climbing that chart, and then the one that should be climbing the country charts here any day now is Beaver Fever, and Beaver Fever is on his new album, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and My bad. I heard him on the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast. Interesting podcast. It was a good one. It was real funny, but he's got the smash hit coming off of there of God Told Me to Fuck You, which is the gospel. And then he's got the the smash hit that's sweeping over the TikTok from what I heard him on Your Mom's House. He's currently doing a podcast tour. He was on Your Mom's House and promoting his new one. I listened to it a few times. It's good stuff. It's good poetry in action. And he recently set the record at the Ryman for most beers consumed by the audience, which is a hell of a thing to do, you know. Wheeler needs to do a tour where he's just letting people get fucked up, and a lot of his music's really good stuff. I wish it would have been out whenever I was partying more and everything. It would have been a hoot and a nanny. The other songs that he's got is right, so his new album is Sex, Drugs, and Country Music, and he's gotten the cops called him by the Austin Powers of country music, you know, Florida Georgia line. Yeah, baby. And they've kind of banished him in a way from country music, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole setup. It's not cool, man. Let's make a smash country song about that just says something about Second Amendment rights, you know, whatever. I don't care. And but this dude can't say that drop out your titties. He can't be number one on the country charts with songs like Fuck You Bitch. It's a great song. Fucked by a Country Boy's taking over TikTok. And you know, that's pretty interesting whenever the algorithm is of TikTok is showing these country people to be playing Fucked by a Country Boy, but they don't want him on a label. I mean, don't go on a label. It's the best thing to do. But yeah, we got some real good songs that we're gonna be playing and just doing a little bit of commentary on. And I'll let you be the judge of this poetry. This one is All the Pussy That You'll Slay. A true modern day poet, I would say, with, you know, words like that. Not too many people could pen to paper those kind of thoughts and put them out there into the ether and have the success that he's had without even being on any sort of, you know, like Frank Sinatra. He did it his way. But, you know, Frank didn't really do it his way. There was all types of people attached to Frank, and he had the Rat Pack and all that stuff. But, you know, he had the good song I Did It My Way, which is a good way, a good solid way for independent artists to think about it. I do think I figured out my audio engineering issues, and now whenever I whenever I do the music episodes or just clips or whatever, I've got it more or less figured out. Give me a break. We're not even at episode 100 yet. I'm figuring this shit out as we go, like I keep saying. Yeah, if you're not familiar, I know he's been on a lot of the podcast circuit lately. But if you're not familiar with his music, do a dive. It's real good stuff. It'll tear you up inside. And gut busting, some would say. And thanks to the new sponsor, California Country King Truck Bed. You need to change your fucking names. We probably won't be doing another ad read for them. It's a stupid, fictitious company, probably. Thanks for that, though. And I don't know. I was gonna try and do a different kind of episode setup, but it didn't really work out that way. And the songs that Wheeler's got are really good ones. And he's got a Puss in Boots. He's got some good videos too. And I don't know, maybe he should do like a show or something. Just Wheeler, hit me up, man. Let's do some sort of satire thing where I play the hit radio host in, and you just come in and you're like, I'm like, so Wheeler, what's it like whenever you grew up drinking beers? You have a six pack or two? You grew up in a little town, have some country bumpkin, and just ask you the stupid woke questions, and then you answer the way that you want to. We can do that. We'll set up an interview where I ask you the questions that they would ask you, and then you just give them the real answer. And I'm started this episode out with I like smoking pot, and then followed it up with all the pussy you'll slay with Father's Day coming up. Dads, grab your sons, play that song for them. Tell them you love them. It's Father's Day. Sons, daughters, thems, shims, play the song for your dad. Be like, look, I did this because of you. Like, just play that song. It's a heartfelt song. It's a heartfelt father and son song. One of the best heartfelt father and son country songs, some would say. Mixed reviews online, but that's neither here nor there. He's got a song called Family Tree. Good stuff. Four albums is what the guy's got. And really good stuff. Old Willer. Redneck Shit. Redneck Shit was the first one. And then he's got the Old Wheeler. And then he's got WW3. It's Wheeler Walker 3, because it's the third album. And then Sex, Drugs, Country Music is the newest one. But if you guys are looking for some romantic music to put on around your ladies, there's nothing more romantic than, I would say, putting this on and having a good old time, And like I had said earlier in the intro, I was beginning to worry that maybe I was some sort of psychopathic, which has obviously been discussed here. But I wasn't much into music, but now it's like the music that I am finding is the independent artist. I think it'd be cool if Wheeler Walker did a song with Chris Wiebe. Let's get him on a Raw Thoughts, or get him with Jelly Roll doing a song. Jelly Roll, no person to not do like a comedy type song. He did a song with Schultz, so those two should be doing a song together. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe do one with Brantley Gilbert or someone who I don't know. Jelly Roll's independent, getting on the charts, so that's pretty cool. Now that I got this engineering shit figured out, I know I just did the Jelly Roll, and maybe I'll just pull that one down and redo it, but fuck it. I'll just leave it up and then wait it out and then revisit on Jelly Roll after he's got 10 number ones, because that's what's about to happen with that dude. This has been my episode on Wheeler Walker Jr. It's poetry in action. The outlaw that country needs. And people just take everything too serious, and back in the day, Rodney Carrington poked fun at everything. They didn't give two shits. Blue Collar used to host everything back in the day. Something like that needs to come back around, you know? Some sort of blue collar-esque shit from Kentucky, Arkansas, Oklahoma, the Middle East of United States. Like I said, I'm bringing it back. If it's never been a thing, then I won't make it a thing. It's the Middle East. I mean, some people moved from, a lot of people, you know, came here, ended up on the East Coast, and everyone just said moved out west. Well, I was on the west hemispherical region of the great continent of United States and moved to the Middle East continent part of the United States. I'm not a geographist or a geologist, whatever. Fuck all y'all. Have a good day. Thank you for listening. I'm Daily Dumbass. This has been Dipshit. This is Dipshit Dal, and this podcast is available wherever you podcast, I think. Please leave a 5-star review and like and subscribe. Also, follow on Instagram at Dumbass Daily and also on YouTube, youtube.com/DailyDumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal. Deuces.